Keith Mills with James Odetebo. And James, take me through the mood in the locker room after the game. A lot of guys talking right now about staying together, that this tests the character of a football team. What did you see and hear after the game that helps you guys move on the next week?
It's a tough one to swallow. I mean, you know, three straight. It's really about perseverance, you know, and you know, even though, you know, things haven't gone our way of late, you know, it's building our character. We know the type of team we have, you know, the type of players we have and where we want to go. And we just got to play better. We got to stay together, most importantly. We got to play better and continue to be accountable to each other and get this thing right.
You get the start today for Bernard, Albert McClellan, Bernard. Albert McClellan, Brandon Imedesio, you had Josh Bynes out there, you had a lot of guys out there. You've played a lot, but a lot of guys haven't played a lot against a Peyton Manning defense. I thought you guys played a pretty good game defensively, but you almost have to be, there's almost no margin for error on a game like that today, right?
Yeah, there isn't. It comes down to, us making plays. We played, solid on defense, but we didn't cause any big plays, and that's against a quarterback like this, you have to limit his possessions. And, all we can do is go back and look at the tape and look at ourselves individually in the mirror and say, what did we do to impact that game? And we didn't, cause turnovers like we're used to doing.
But it's a 10-0 game, and obviously this is this was the biggest play of the game, the interception for a touchdown. Defensively, you got to be thinking, hey, we're going to cut this to 10-7. We get the ball at the half. We got a shot to win this football game, and boom, just like that, the air came out of everybody. Obviously, it's a big play from Chris Harris. How big a play was that?
Yeah, I mean, it was a big play, but, it was only at halftime. It's 17-3, it was a big play, but it didn't determine the outcome of the game. There's still a whole other half of football, and we got to be a team where, things go wrong, we got to be able to right the ship. We got to, be able to brush things off, fix it, correct it, and move forward and execute and play the way that we need to be champions.
You
didn't do that today.
You played with the Jets when they went to the championship game. You played with the Patriots last year in the Super Bowl. And I heard you say this before. This team is as good of a locker room as you've ever been in. How important is it now that nobody points fingers?
It's very important. I mean, you if you want to go back and look at history, I mean, look at the Giants last year. They're in the same position. Everyone turned their backs and said they're not a playoff team. They can't win. Eli isn't a good enough quarterback. And that they're probably saying the same thing about Flacco. But it's all about us. We have to stay together, and we have to really, our backs are against the wall. So we have to sit here and say, okay, how badly do we want this? How badly do we want to be called champions and go the way that we can as a team? We have the pedigree to do that. Now it's about getting it done.